With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We always laugh. I always laugh. I hope you laugh with me. I guess I can't technically hear you, but I believe that you're either laughing at me, which is pretty standard, or you're laughing with me, which is also okay. This show starts yet another work week, and as I consult my handy-dandy calendar on my phone, of course, I do have a desk calendar, but sometimes I forget to turn the page from week to week. So looking at my handy-dandy calendar on my phone, Monday morning, good morning to you if you're just waking up on your Monday. It's just another manic Monday. Okay, so that was not planned. July 6th is Monday. And do you know we are inside of 3 weeks until Major League Baseball begins its 2020 season? If, it's a big if, everything remains on schedule. But right now, 23, 24, 25, those are the first 3 days, July 23rd, 24th, 25th, the first few days of the 2020 Major League Baseball season. I'm not quite over the moon excited yet. And maybe I won't be, but I'm not to the point where I'm jazzed up and can't wait. But seeing these guys, some of them, start summer camp, seeing the smiles on some of their faces, I was looking at some of the montages that the Dodgers Twitter put out. Dodgers Twitter does a great job. And I was just kind of seeing the photos of the guys. Right now, it's mostly scattered workouts, so pitchers, BP, yada, yada, yada. But a lot of them are so happy to be out there again. And that makes me happy. So if they're excited about it and they're ready to go, and the initial round of testing being what it was in Major League Baseball, they couldn't have asked for much better. I did a CBS Sports Minute on this going back about an hour ago. And the initial round of testing was something the NBA and the NHL would pay for if they could get it. So the NBA was roughly 5%. In fact, it may have been a little bit more than 5% in their first round of testing. They were averaging 5% positives. Major League Baseball tested nearly 3,200 athletes and team staffers, managers. 3,200 tests, roughly, a few shy. Only 38 came back positive. That's amazing. That's far below what the national average has been for most of the spring, but also significantly lower than the NBA. So it's good for baseball to start at this place. And I know that there are still some pretty high profile names that are either revealed to have the virus or be dealing with the virus, or who are right now not with the team, which you can infer whatever you like. You know what happens when you assume. But if the player doesn't give his permission for the team to reveal that he's got the virus, well, then the team cannot say his name. So there are likely guys that you won't know for sure, but if they're missing time, that may be what it is. Still, even with a guy like Freddie Freeman, whose wife says it hit him like a ton of bricks, and a couple of other Braves who were asymptomatic. In fact, he was the only guy that really got sick. One guy had a fever. Other two guys are completely asymptomatic. 19 of the 30 clubs had at least one positive test, but not all of them, and only 1.2% of the baseball population. That's a major victory, in my opinion. Now they have to continue with the stringent testing. These protocols become so important because they have to keep it that way. But I like what Max Scherzer had to say. As opposed to feeling like he's at risk, he believes that all the testing puts him in a good spot.
The test that we do have seems to be at a very high rate of efficiency of being able to, or I should say a high accurate test, that I do feel safe of about going into a clubhouse and knowing that everybody else is tested multiple times negative to really curtail any possibility that somebody could have it right now.
So Max Scherzer says he actually feels safer in the clubhouse because the testing is weeding people out and keeping them away if they do pop positive. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's big news every day now when a player chooses to opt out. And every single league and tour have given the athletes the ability, they've given them leeway to sit out the season if that's what they choose to do. Now, in the case of NASCAR or golf, you go event to event, but it's still a major concession by the leagues and by the teams. Now, the athletes are forfeiting money, but theoretically, I mean, there's always a chance they could lose their jobs down the road, but theoretically, they're not losing contracts. They're not losing their spot on teams. Now, if you're a superstar, you're likely not losing your spot. If you're more of a rank and file athlete, well, then there's a chance you may never get it back, but it's still a personal decision that these athletes are allowed to make. We, of course, hear all about the guys or the gals who choose not to play. Now, there also have been some cases of people choosing not to participate as a protest or because of social injustice or just what's happening in our world socially. But for the majority of the athletes, it's because of the risk with the virus. And yet, we're not hearing about the guys who are all in and who never hesitated. So to hear J.J. Redick say exactly that, it was refreshing. I thought, wow, we haven't heard much along these lines over the course of the last several weeks.
I feel like I have a responsibility to my team. I feel like I have a responsibility to the league. I feel like I have a responsibility to the younger guys who are trying to earn their livelihoods. So I knew that if we were going to play as a league, I was going to play.
How about that? J.J. Redick, New Orleans Pelicans, in case you'd forgotten. Pelicans, by the way, not Bobcats or Hornets or whatever they used to be. J.J. says there was never a doubt that he was going to play. And it's because of his responsibility to his teammates, to the league. He didn't say the fans, obviously, but they'll still be watching. And how about to the younger guys who may just have this one shot to keep a job? Their careers may be hanging in the balance. And J.J. feels like with his skill, with his abilities, he can make potentially a job for them down the road. Seriously, where else have you heard that over the past month? And I get it. The guys opting out, they're the minority. They're the headlines, especially because of what's happening right now in our world. But I wanted you to hear what J.J. had to say, is that there was never a chance he was going to skip out because of his responsibility to the people around him who depend on him. And even those who don't know they depend on him. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our question on this particular show, if this athlete opted out, you would be supremely disappointed. It might not ruin the season for you, but it wouldn't be the same. You'll find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, plus our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process, with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. So on Twitter or Facebook, lots of great answers coming in, like this one from Sandy, who says, Jimmy G, baby, go 49ers. What was it that he said to Aaron Andrews? I forgot. Oh, feels great, baby. Oh, I miss it when that was the only story. But that was the biggest story in sports, is some offhanded, not serious comment by Jimmy Garoppolo. Jerry says, David Pastrnak or Brad Marchand? We need both. We need both of these guys if the Bruins are going to raise the cup this year. Ooh, and considering the disappointing end last season, can understand why they're back with a vengeance. Rob also appears to be a fan of the Bruins with Tuukka Rask. Let's see, what else? James says, Pat Mahomes. He's not on my team, but he's the most exciting QB in the NFL. Bob says, Artemi Panarin. This is all in Facebook. And then Tim, as a Baltimore fan, there isn't much that can happen to the Orioles, but the obvious one would be Lamar Jackson for the Ravens. What athlete opting out would hit you in the gut? It would feel like a gut punch. We'll get to more of your answers on our social media. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I would say through this point, David Price is probably the biggest name from Major League Baseball. Not the only one. Ryan Zimmerman, a pretty big name too, but probably helps that he just won a ring. There's no way to know for sure, but I wonder if he would have chosen to sit out if they hadn't won the ring last year. But there are guys who are still on the fence. When you hear Mike Trout talk about how uncertain this whole thing is and how he's not sure yet, I mean, that makes you stop and listen.
Honestly, still don't feel comfortable. You know, obviously with the baby coming, there's a lot of stuff going through my mind right now, my wife's mind, my family, just trying to be the safest and most cautious way to get through a season. I love baseball, but I got to do what's right for my family sometimes. And, you know, majority of the time I got to do everything for my family. And it's going to come down to how safe we're going to be. If there's an outbreak or something happens, you know, these next few weeks, you definitely got to consider. I definitely got to reconsider.
I think it's positive again that baseball started with such a low rate of positive tests. That's got to create some confidence, not completely confident, because there's so much out of our control. There's so much out of their control. But the testing is so critical, because you can keep the guys who are positive out of the clubhouse so they can't pass it on to their teammates, which is why it's such extensive testing, excuse me. But for Mike Trout, I hope it makes him feel better that there were so few positive tests in their first round of collecting samples. 3,185 players and staffers, the majority of those players, of course, but only 38 positive tests, 31 of which were players. Now compare that 1.2% positive testing rate to the initial round of testing in the NBA. Only 302 who were tested, 16 of those were positive. So we're talking about a higher percentage, as I mentioned, 5.29%. And with the NBA, it's obviously more of a contact sport. I mean, baseball, there's certainly ways you can transmit it, though they're not supposed to be spitting. What are the chances these guys can actually not spit? Because I feel like some of them do it voluntarily.
Zero.
Oh, my goodness. When I used to cover the Red Sox, this was back when Terry Francona was the manager of the Red Sox. When I covered them, I guess it was the 04 season. And it was the 04 season. And we would have to stand in the dugout pregame and get comments from Terry Francona. You would have to leave a semicircle in front of him because he needed room to spit. And if you were too close, it absolutely landed on your shoes. So, yeah, that was my first introduction to Terry Francona. It's a nasty habit that he would tell you, but it's something that baseball's trying to do, even as far down in some of the high school and youth travel leagues. My best friend has two sons, one of whom he's going to be a senior in high school, but right now is back playing. They're playing every weekend with big tournaments, and one of their rules is no spitting. No sunflower seeds and no spitting. I guess the sunflower seeds lead to spitting, so that's why they've outlawed the seeds as well. Yeah, it's not easy to do. But you know what? Nothing worth having. Oh, no. Everything worth having is worth sacrificing for. Got that backwards. Like Bryson DeChambeau. You know what's really funny? Every time CBS Sports HQ throws up his photo, it's the skinny Bryson DeChambeau, not the beefed up version of Bryson, beefy Bryson. It's not beefy Bryson. So he still looks like a beanpole. It's not beanie Bryson, it's beefy Bryson. Anyway, we'll talk more about that coming up. But I look up because I want to talk about Bryson. He packed on 40 pounds of muscle, and yet CBS Sports HQ has a stock photo that's when he was still a skinny mini. This was his choice, by the way. This wasn't the COVID 40. That sounds so funny. This wasn't accidental. He said, what did he tell us? He was bored, and that's why he decided to pack on the pounds. And so far, nerd alert, Bryson DeChambeau, who won in Detroit on Sunday, is at 23 under, by the way, shot a 7 under on Sunday alone, the only golfer on the tour to finish in the top 10 in every event since PGA restarted. So, those 40 pounds, so far so good. But it's just funny that when you, if you haven't seen it, by the way, it's on our Twitter somewhere. Maybe producer Chris can retweet it if he can find it. Pre-COVID, or pre-quarantine Bryson, it's not the COVID, but pre-quarantine Bryson DeChambeau and post-quarantine Bryson DeChambeau. And you'll see what I mean about how different. I mean, his face is so full now. And I mean, he, again, chose to pack on 40 pounds of muscle, but it worked. He just won on Sunday and has finished in the top 10 in every event since PGA returned. Thanks so much for joining us. Good morning to you. I hope you enjoyed your July 4th. By the time I get... wake up on Monday, I'm really hoping that the fireworks have officially stopped. Oh my gosh, they're nonstop for the last 3 weeks. And my poor dog is a disaster. She's taken to hiding in the bathroom. poor Penster. Anyway, I hope you had a great weekend. Went to a pool party, took some homemade cookies. They were a big hit, which makes me happy. And it was just nice to be around people. Nice to eat burgers and hop in the pool. And it was my first social event. Gosh, I guess, does Radio Row at Super Bowl week count as a social event? I mean, I did go out to dinner a couple of times with people. I went to visit my mom in early March. That's not really a social event, but I did travel at least. My first social event in 4 months, 5 months, really. And so it was great to be around people that I'm not related to. It was really nice. Anyway, I hope you had a great weekend, that you stayed safe, and that you are raring to go now for the month of July. We are nearly there as sports fans. We can see the games on the horizon.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
From CBS, Bryson DeChambeau after a victory in Detroit at the Rocket Mortgage. Oh, hey, we know about Rocket Mortgage. The Rocket Mortgage Classic. That's not why I'm talking about it, but it's a coinky dink. With Amanda Bellonis on CBS. And so Bryson has seen this physical transformation of his actually make a major difference. Do you know how he put on 40 pounds? What would you do if you needed to put on 40 pounds, Dave? Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine you 40 pounds heavier.
That would be scary.
That would be scarier.
A lot of steak, a lot of red meat.
Ooh, I do love steak. I haven't had steak yet this summer, but it's time. It's time to put some on the grill. It's actually on my grocery shopping list for this week, so yeah. Let's see. He pounded protein shakes, not steaks, pounded protein shakes and lifted iron. Pump it up. I'm here to pump you up. So Bryson DeChambeau added 40 pounds of mass. I wonder if every single one of those pounds is muscle. 40 pounds he put on. I mean, he doesn't even look the same anymore. But the plan is working. He can bomb the golf ball. What's remember the Golf Channel had that show, Shoot, it was a driving contest. It was crazy, like long hitter. I'm going to have to look it up. I don't remember the name of the show. If some of you may remember, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. But it was this show that was all about, it was a long distance driving contest. And these hitters, I mean, they would sometimes get a running start and pound the ball. So they obviously wouldn't use the same swing on a golf course, but if it's all about just pounding the ball as far as you can, Bryson DeChambeau, he's all set up for that. But he also made some clutch putts and won in Detroit on Sunday. World Long Drive Contest, is that what it's called? The World Long Drive on the Golf Channel? No, it was Big Break. Was it? No, wait a minute. That wasn't it either. Maybe Big Break is what I'm thinking of. I have not watched much TV over the course of the pandemic. Anyway, it definitely, they have these crazy contests where all you're trying to do is just hit the ball as far as you possibly can. First PGA Tour player since 2004 to lead a tournament in driving distance, shots off the tee, and putting. So he said afterwards, that's really emotional for me because I did something different. And of course, there's a lot of people that he points to as making this possible.
I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that's been there supporting me, my team, Tim Tucker, Connor, manager Brett, and agent Brett, Chris Como as well. He's helped me out tremendously. Mike Shy, a bunch of people in the background that not many people know about. But this is it's a little emotional for me because I did do something a little different. I changed my body, changed my mindset in the game, and I was able to accomplish a win while playing a completely different style of golf, and it's pretty amazing to see that, and I hope it's an inspiration to a lot of people that if they set their mind to it, you can accomplish it. It just takes a lot of hard work, a lot of figuring out things that you may not know and understand yet, but if you keep going down the line and you keep working on it, figuring stuff out, eventually you'll get a little bit better each and every day. And hopefully that leads to something great in the end.
Bryson DeChambeau, 40 pounds of muscle. I don't think he was referring to that specifically when he talks about setting a goal and achieving it. But for him, that was the goal, and it worked. So producer Chris retweeted the two photos side by side. You've got beanpole Bryson. He used to be long and lanky. And now you've got beefy Bryson. And again, this is his choice. We're not body shaming. This is all Bryson. He wanted to do this. And not only does he have the power to bomb it off the tee now, but he also has the soft hands and the touch on the greens. So he's got the total package going. And as I say, no other golfer besides Bryson has finished in the top 10 in every event since PGA Tour restarted. And that's now four events, a full month. So check it out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. It's working. After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. A lot of you weighing in. What one athlete opting out of baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever it is, would completely change your perspective and feel like a gut punch? And of course, they all have the option. That's fine. And the leagues are understanding. I think we can be understanding as fans that sports is not the only thing they have going. No human being ever sticks to one thing. We're not that one-dimensional. I don't stick to sports. They don't stick to sports. Many of them are sons, fathers, grandsons, friends, brothers, all those types of things. And so I appreciate that the leagues have made this stipulation for them if they don't feel like it's right for them. And honestly, do you really want them out there if they're not going full tilt? Probably not. That's how people get hurt. And so if you're not all in and your heart's not in it, then better to sit out anyway and let somebody else play who can earn the paycheck. But I do know that there are certain names that if they chose not to play, I would be really bummed out, like Patrick Mahomes. I mean, not seeing Patrick Mahomes in 2020 would stink. And I mean, I could think of another one too, DeAndre Hopkins. I can't wait to see what he does with the Cardinals. Now, I still think it was the dumbest trade ever, but I can't wait to see what Hopkins does with the Cardinals and Kyler Murray and how Kyler develops, and then think Hopkins and Larry Fitzgerald on the same offense. And so there's a bunch of guys I could name. Those are just two from the football world. I'm trying to think in basketball. I mean, if Anthony Davis sat out, I would be pretty disappointed just because I'm excited for him to get his opportunity in the postseason. So we're taking your tweets, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. After Hours with Amy Lawrence, Marcus says Kawhi Leonard. Michael says Francisco Lindor. And then I like this one too. Nosen says, no doubt, Deshaun Watson. Oh, yeah, that would stink too. Man alive. So you can find us on either social media, and we also have Erica Hershkowitz with us. Erica, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I just want to talk to you so I can hear your voice. I haven't heard your voice in months. Yes, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
I know. Well, it took a pandemic for me to... Yeah, I can hear you. It took a pandemic for me to get on your show, Amy.
Oh, stop it. You've been on the show before. So how are you?
Well, glad to hear you.
Yeah, you too. How are you and the Hubs and the boys?
We are hunkered down and we are doing okay. Yeah. I could do this forever. I'm a shut-in. Like, I could stay in my house and just do nothing for... I mean, I could never come back to Manhattan. I could do all of that. I'm pretty content.
but your kiddos
I'm
love
also
hockey,
frightened
right?
to death. So.
But your boys play hockey though, don't
they? They do, and that's starting actually. The youth sports is getting back underway. Ice rinks are back open, and so yeah, it's going to be an adjustment to get back to that, but
I think I've forgotten how to be social. I just am not sure if I can ever remember how to rejoin society.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm okay with that, though. I'm okay with not being social. I got my Netflix. I got my TV. I'm good.
See, here's what sucks during a pandemic: dating. As someone who's still single, I mean, it's like the worst. It's bad enough to date when you're an older adult, but it certainly sucks. How do you meet anyone? And don't say online, because I'm not doing that. So
well, right now I wouldn't meet anybody online. I think it's like a you're in a holding pattern. I would say that's the case, but yeah. Hopefully soon they'll come out with a vaccine and then you can go out and get back at it.
Get back out there. Thank you.
Meanwhile,
Erica.
if you're married and you're in a pandemic and you're stuck in the house with your husband and you don't like each other, that's a problem too. So you don't know. You might be better off being by yourself.
All right. So I won't talk about how the grass is greener somewhere else. I won't do that.
Well, it may not be.
That's true. All right. Well, it's good to talk to you. Good
driving my
voice.
Husband crazy.
Oh, no, I'm sure you're not.
You too.
It's After Hours here on we'll CBS see. Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Absolutely love that from Angels manager Joe Maddon. It's playoff time. I mean, you only have 60 games. It is definitely a sprint, not a marathon. And he says you better start the season in playoff mode. Otherwise, you're going to be left behind really quickly. There are guys who are still considering their options, like Mike Trout, who says he's not completely comfortable playing while his wife is pregnant and that he has to consider his family, which I don't even think people need to explain anymore. If you opt out, you opt out. I mean, I don't know that you even owe an explanation if you choose to opt out, though some are giving them. And I appreciate that the leagues have given athletes the loophole to be able to do this. It's funny, somebody answered our show question by saying Tiger Woods, who right now has not yet appeared on the PGA Tour, though if he is expected to play at the Memorial coming up. That's Jack's tournament. And I guess he could sit out the entire season and not play, but he would also miss the chance to defend his green jacket at the Masters in November. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of golf, you want to, don't you? Join Michael Breed as he tees off on the top headlines in the world of golf. Watch Course Record with Michael Breed today at 11. Is this p.m. or a.m.? There's no time given. Ooh, we love it when our promotions department hands us these things and they're not...
Notch copy.
They're not completely... self-explanatory. Huh. Oh, wait, at the very top in the small print, this is what happens when you don't read the small print. It says, course record with Michael Breed today, 11 a.m. Ooh, it's a good thing I didn't guess, right? Let's try that again. Take two. Join Michael Breed as he tees off on the top headlines in the world of golf. Watch Course Record with Michael Breed today, coming up in mere hours, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. You could have it with your breakfast on CBS Sports Network. Wasn't supposed to be that hard, Amy. It's After Hours on Facebook, on Twitter. If you haven't seen the old Bryson versus the new Bryson DeChambeau, well, you can check that out. The photos are side by side on our show Twitter, and we're asking you, what one athlete should he or she choose to opt out? Would be extremely disappointing. You wouldn't feel the same about watching the upcoming season or rest of the season. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico offers an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico can already save you. What are you waiting for? Visit geico.com. to learn more, 855-212-4227. And so Joe Maddon says, it's playoff time. Let's go. Justin Turner says, fake crowd noise is better than no crowd noise. But there still is some of the doom and gloom as well. There still is some of the preaching at people. There still is some of the darker kind of underbelly of this. And as I said earlier, I don't know how long it's going to be until we don't have coronavirus woven into every single one of our conversations. I don't remember the last conversation I had that did in some way eventually invoke the virus, but I miss those. As I said to you earlier, I miss the days when we were making fun of Bryce Harper for talking about how he was going to bring a championship to D.C. They actually did it without him, in case he missed that. Let's talk to Anthony, who's in Idaho. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. First time I've been on with you. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no, thank you. It's good to hear from you.
So, hi. I was just going to say that I agreed with the guy on Twitter that Tiger would definitely be the biggest guy to miss out in 2020 trying to defend his Masters title from last year in 2019. Mm-hmm. And I just really can't wait to see him and DeChambeau in the late on Sunday going at it with DeChambeau as long as he is now.
Seriously. In fact, Tiger Woods would tell you he's not anywhere close to being a long hitter anymore. Did you watch the match too? The one with Phil and Peyton and Brady?
No, that I missed it, but I did see some highlights, and I seen that Tiger was in pretty good form.
No, he was great. But the reason I invoke that is because at the beginning, in the pouring down rain, that all the four guys were getting interviewed, and they obviously had mics that were really close to them, and one of the mics caught up with Phil Mickelson, who at that time was three weeks away from turning 50, caught up with him trying to convince Tiger to do a longest drive contest. And Tiger was like, are you kidding me? With you? No, I can't beat you in a longest drive competition. And so Tiger would even tell you he can't hit the ball. He can't stroke it the way he used to because of his back limitations. But I would agree with you. If we don't see him at the Memorial, and I mean, I can't even imagine he wouldn't show up at Augusta National, but it is disappointing. It would be disappointing if he missed some of these tournaments where he's always been so good.
Yeah, I agree, Amy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. Anthony, good to hear from you in Idaho. 855-212-4227. Let's see some of your posts on Facebook. Rashad says Lamar Jackson. Absolutely. He is the reigning MVP, and the Ravens were ousted unceremoniously by the Titans in the AFC playoffs. Gosh, that feels like a lifetime ago. But either way, with all the progress he made, with the astounding numbers that he compiled last season, I really am looking forward to seeing what he does as a grizzled veteran. Brett on Facebook, as a Pels fan, Zion Williamson. I've seen a bunch of Zions, actually. But the athlete that you would be really disappointed if he chose to opt out. It's kind of funny, it would be ironic, I guess, if you are one of the people who believes that the NBA purposely extended the restart in Orlando to 22 teams, so not just the 16 that are already in the playoffs based on the record when the league was frozen. But if you believe they actually included the six other teams because of Zion Williamson, well, then that would be a bummer, wouldn't it, for the NBA if Zion opted out. I don't know. What is he, 22 years old? Maybe not even 22 years old. He's, again, very low-risk category. Not that he can't get it, but just that more than likely, nearly 100%, he would recover. Still, there is a risk, and everybody has to decide on that for their own. He's 20. I had him the ripe old age of 22. And then as soon as I said that, I realized that was wrong. Don on Facebook, either one of the Mats in Oakland, Chapman or Olsen. Oh, yeah. Can't forget about the Mats. Howie says Gleyber Torres, baseball's new superstar. I do love Gleyber. We talked about Luka. We talked about Ja Morant. I'm looking down to see if there's any other unique ones here that I didn't get to. Doug in Woodhaven, Michigan says mine would be Max Scherzer. Well, don't you worry, because Max actually says he feels safer in the clubhouse because of all the extensive testing. Shelley agrees with Russell Wilson, which we had someone say earlier. Richard, Jason Tatum. Pauline says Pascal Siakam. I mean, if you think about the Toronto Raptors and what has happened with that franchise over the course of, say, the last 18 months, the transition, the trades, the championship, the first in franchise history, then Kawhi departing and going to the Clippers after all the speculation, taking Paul George with him. And now here are the Raptors in a good spot yet again. Now, of course, they're looking up at the Bucks in the Eastern Conference standings, but Pascal Siakam is a developing superstar. And so that would be devastating for the team, but I know there are a lot of people who have become Pascal Siakam fans. On the Pascal bandwagon, let's see. Devron says LeBron would be ground shaking. Well, that's for sure. That is for sure. And he's right underneath Scott, who says LeBron James. And then David on Facebook says Sidney Crosby. And then one more, Ryan on Facebook, Giannis. The Bucks have a chance at a title that hasn't happened much in my lifetime. I think you're safe, though. Giannis has indicated that he's in, and he's also said that he thinks this championship will be tougher to win than most. So that's on our Facebook page. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, I just saw this pop up. Greg says Giannis to me would be a bummer. So I think a lot of the big name superstars, the NBA is so much a superstar driven league that if you missed out on a couple of these guys, it just wouldn't be the same. Andy says Khalil Mack. Yeah, I mean, talk about superstar. Jennifer says Dame Lillard. And again, the joke I was making about Zion, this is not really a joke. This is actually legit. But the Blazers and Dame Lillard, but mostly Dame, really vocal to the NBA as they were trying to put the plan together about how many teams should head to Orlando and whether or not it's even worth it to bring teams that weren't currently in the playoff standings. But you think about the number of games that these teams had left in the regular season. I mean, fewer than 20. Some teams were at 14, 15, 16, but still enough that they could have made a move if they had caught fire at the end of the regular season. And Dame was saying that. Don't just send us to Orlando to play out the string. Nobody wants to do that. Thus, the entire league is not going. It is going to be weird. I mean, it's been a weird season altogether, but it's a bummer that after just getting Steph Curry back on the court, that everything was shut down so quickly and we weren't going to see them in the playoffs anyway. But it was fun to watch his return after all those months away. Oh, and by the way, not Kawhi. Klay Thompson is said to be playing full court now, you know, when he has an opportunity, but running full court, playing basketball. Let's see. So Jennifer says Dame. John on Twitter, Jacob DeGrom. Absolutely. And still, though, we're going to get deprived of so many of these pitchers and the number of starts that we normally see. A couple more. Becca says the gut punch already happened. Tom Brady and Gronk going to the Bucks. I shouldn't assume, but sounds like she is a Patriots fan. Let's see. I don't actually know. It's not on her little Twitter avatar, her Twitter profile. And then let's see, Steven, the Braves minus Acuna, so Ronald Acuna Jr., would be lame. It's the first time I've heard that word all night. It would be lame, but it wouldn't ruin the season. It's like your star tearing their ACL, but better. Okay, no. I read that without previewing it first, and Dave's in the control room shaking his head. Nope, nope. Let's see. There's no injury involved to take Pep out of their step. Steven needed to quit while he was ahead. I was with you on the Braves minus Acuna. we just needed to stop there. If you missed my hockey talk, oh, what is wrong with you? We had a chance to catch up with the voice of the Edmonton Oilers, Jack Edwards, earlier in the show. He's great. Lots of enthusiasm. And he and I had a really good time talking about, you know, the thought of Edmonton as the center of the NHL's return. Now, of course, the two hub cities we believe are Toronto and Edmonton, and the NHL is finalizing protocols now, but those two things, those two cities appear to be set. And a lot of it has to do with the numbers and the rates of testing in Canada. The numbers are a lot lower, which is fantastic. I'm glad our friends to the north are almost out of the woods. But he was so much fun. Edmonton may end up hosting the Stanley Cup final. It looks to be that the case as well. And he was excited about that. So if you're a hockey fan, make sure you check that out on our podcast, afterhoursamielawrence.com. I appreciate all your tweets, also your Facebook posts. Hope you had a great 4th of July. We are off and running into the month of July. We'll talk to you tonight. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.